This is the Future of Water, where we talk about all the ways in which companies, utilities, and people are addressing the challenges and opportunities in water. Let Bluefield Research be your guide to make better decisions or just to be better informed. Today, it's all about digital water forecast and, once again, the implications of a recession. Is the shift to remote workforces and monitoring a catalyst for change? Or how does Bluefield's perspective change amidst all of this disruption? What's next? And is there a silver lining somewhere in the value chain? I don't know. It doesn't feel this way, but it's still early in what's clearly a fast-moving situation, if you will. As many of you know, we've been discussing at Bluefield the impacts of a potential recession for some time. So market downturn or dip, at the very least, is quite honestly not a surprise at all to us at Bluefield, given the research we put out as recently as 2019. So never happens how we preferred. I've heard our guest today say some of the biggest movers and shakers emerged out of the last recession. Well, maybe we'll hear a little bit more about that in a minute. I am Reese Tisdale, and I'm joined today by Eric Bindler, Research Director for All Things Digital at Bluefield. Eric, how's it going?
Thanks, Reese. It's going pretty well. We got a sunny day here in Florida, so par for the course, I guess.
Nice. Oddly enough, I was talking to Erin Bonnie Casey not long ago while we were all work remotely. She's in Maine, and she just had snow last week, so I think you're better off.
Yeah, none of that here.
Look, you've had a lot of conversations with clients. We've had webcasts we put out for clients, and one of the questions has been, will this recession be a wake-up call for utilities, and will it accelerate digital adoption? What do you think?
Yeah, sure. No, I mean, it's kind of the question of the day. And I think, as you mentioned at the top, it is still early in this crisis. It's still early days. But I think the view that we took, even in the first week or so, and that I think has been really validated quite a bit by the conversations we've been having, by the stories that we've been hearing from the sector, is that the coronavirus crisis really has the potential to be a pretty significant inflection point or watershed moment for the digital transformation of the water industry. We're hearing about utilities that have made pretty robust investments in digital capabilities like remote monitoring and telemetry, or process automation and optimization, remote workforce management, customer management, cybersecurity. The stories that we're hearing suggest that the utilities that have already been proactive about getting these technologies on board and online have really been faring quite a bit better than the utilities that haven't. And so we expect that when the pandemic subsides, you know, whether that's in a few weeks, a few months, or even further down the line, and utilities can get back to a place of thinking about the future, thinking about their long-term resilience and strategy planning, we think that digital solutions are going to be kind of top of mind, top of the agenda. I think what's really important, what makes this crisis really unique in a lot of ways, is just the fact that the majority of the utility workforce has been forced to work remotely, right? We just saw an AWWA survey of U.S. and Canadian utilities that found that about 74% of the utilities surveyed in the past few weeks have already implemented work-at-home policies, which is up from about a quarter when they did the same survey 2 weeks prior, you know, in early March. And so very quickly, a significant share of the utilities in the country and in North America, I should say, have had to shift to this kind of remote work mentality. And we think that as these utilities become more and more reliant on digital technology to maintain access to their customers, their coworkers, their critical systems, this experience is really going to open them up to a better familiarity with digital technology, a better understanding of digital technology, potentially more trust in digital technology.